Here we go. Here we go.
Hello again.
Hi.
It's T.
Oh, wait.
You're Lola. I'm
Lola.
But you can be T and I'll be Lola.
No. Today I'm eating olives.
Yes.
We've
finished our Potomatic snack of choice of the popcorn.
And we know not to give it to Ray anymore.
Because you fart.
Back in my apartment again.
Because you're such good olives.
Mm-hmm.
Lola knows olives.
Olives are really big in Spain, y'all. Actually, if you guys are interested...
I used to hate olives.
You did?
Oh, that's my phone. I guess I'll ignore it.
That's your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Where is it? I'm going to go look for it.
Oh, it's behind you. Well, if anybody... I guess, is it bad to say, like, the product of a name?
Is it bad that I'm answering?
You tell... You, listeners, tell her. How bad do you think this is? I mean, we're in the middle of recording a... podcast and you're gonna answer your cell phone?
Well, I get so few
who is
calls.
It? Who is it?
I have no idea. I can't find it in the damn bag.
Are you
bag.
Sure it's not the music?
Because the bag is
all right,
too
I'm
large.
Gonna stop this really.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay, here
we're
we
back.
Are. We're back again.
She found her phone.
I found my phone. It was Sean. No, it was James.
I hope it was not Sean. James. But... Hey, wait, look, it's doing some weird.
Have you seen that ad for cell phones?
That's, which one?
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
The one where it's like five people. You're like some cell phone. It's like your top
five
people.
T-Mobile. Like, yeah.
Is it T-Mobile?
You pick like the five people that you talk to the most.
Right. And there's like some commercial out now where a guy has roommates with another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he picks up his friend's cell phone. And he finds his girlfriend on the guy's top five.
Oh.
And it puts them in some sort of like... interesting situation. Like,
it's weird that T-Mobile would use that as an advertising.
Yeah, I don't know. Meaning their feature to do five top five.
No, that like that one of the things is that. Well, is that what is presumed,
yeah.
Or
yeah,
that like,
that's
your
the
roommate is talking to your girlfriend,
and that's how you know. I guess he was like suspicious. The guy was already suspicious, and then he finds the cell phone, and determines that. His
friend weird.
I don't know if I. Function. What is that?
That's just.
Does
I.
That mean
I mean, I don't know what it is that you get. I think you just like pay a certain amount a month, and then you just say like, these are the. And the thing is like, I don't talk to five people that much. I don't.
Well, I don't want to have to have that complicate my life. You know what? I want to put you on my top five. Well, I don't think I'm ready for that commitment yet. You know,
I'd be like,
you're
guess
on my
what?
Top five, and I'm not on your top five.
You're going off my top five.
You're off the list.
Yeah. Like, but really, I mean, who are we talking about? This is going to be like, if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, it's going to be them.
But
then
why do
be
we
like
need such commitment?
Your best
you know,
friend,
so
and
lines.
Then your mother.
Why do we need like those definitions? You know what I mean? The cell phone top five. Don't we have enough to worry about?
It isn't so much about who you like as just who you talk to. I mean,
oh, so it's like a speed dial thing, kind of.
No. No, what I mean is that this isn't about, like, who's your best friend.
Okay.
I mean, in a way, it is.
Or
that
who's your daddy.
Is what they're saying. But, like, for example, the only reason I would think of it is because, I mean, I know this now. I've had my cell phone long enough that I know that most of my minutes are actually spent in talking to Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same thing for him. Because
I think
we spend enough time working
me.
Apart or whatever that, you know, we're constantly checking in or talking about whatever or we're in conference
arranging
call with
meet.
Other people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always, so, you know, I don't know how much, but maybe
mm-hmm.
like almost half of my minutes go to him.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems kind of retarded, right?
Right, since you're paying for it,
right?
Right.
It seems like, and you know, whatever, we could do the family rate or something
mm-hmm.
where... then we could talk to each other for free.
Free, that's true.
Or if we did this, like, for example, so he would be one of my top
five
or whatever, because
right.
then I guess I wouldn't pay for that. And then it would be...
Oh, is that what it is? If you have a top
I don't know.
Five
I
don't
know what it
them?
Is. You know?
Oh, well,
and
then that
if
makes
anybody
sense.
Works for T-Mobile, you should
yeah,
call us and tell
explain.
Us the details. I feel like we're doing publicity for them or something. It's not...
No, we're not doing publicity. We're not doing publicity for T-Mobile. We're just
I don't
curious.
Know the details, but I'm just saying that it's about that. So that's why they're selling it then. It's like... who knows you best or something like
mm-hmm.
who do you talk to all the time on the phone?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. That's true. It's interesting though. I don't know.
Lola
is creating art with her shirt right now. She's got this thermal underwear shirt on and it's got like holes in it Where do those holes come from, honey?
I don't know. I just always.
I like it. It's artful. It's artful. I used to actually. Is that like a washing machine gone wrong?
I don't know. I used to always have holes, and now Sean makes me throw out my stuff when it gets holes.
Oh, really?
He does? I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I used to have like safety pins on and all of that.
Oh, very punk.
But I like this. I don't know. It's comfy.
Yeah, yeah. But if you keep doing that, you're not going to have it anymore.
No, that's true. Also, this is my. What she's not telling you is that the thermal shirt is the only thing I'm wearing.
Right.
And she's naked.
She's we're podcasting naked.
Doing our nails. We better get dressed before Sean comes back. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we gotta do that.
Anyway,
we could have a guest appearance, mm-hmm. Inadvertent guest appearance.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was more popcorn. God damn you!
He just looked at me like, oh, "Where's
more popcorn?"
It's behind the computer. I have some.
Oh, look! Like the sound wave files look like a fish.
Oh no! So you actually went cross-eyed when you saw me with the popcorn. That's how excited
you got. I love my popcorn. I love my popcorn. So let's talk about the holiday season.
All right.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Yeah.
Lola just rolled her eyes. I'm about to give you a visual of Lola. She's eating popcorn. She's shoving popcorn in her mouth. She's rocking out to the Beastie Boys. Shout out to the Beastie Boys.
I think this is Run DMT, actually.
Isn't it them both?
I don't know.
This is a collaboration.
No. This is Run DMC and,
What's his name? Yeah. Aerosmith. Yeah. Sorry. Shout out to Aerosmith.
And not Run DMC.
Yeah, well, Run DMC is like the given, you know?
Right.
They're like the gods.
Anyway, so what's your plan for the holidays, Christmas season?
Well, it's funny that you asked, because I just found out from my mother that my uncle is hosting it in Pennsylvania. He lives about an hour and a half away from New York City, which is good because that means we can get out easily.
Because you're not that far away.
Because we're not that far away. We've had a lot of shifts in our family. We used to always go down to, you'll get a kick out of this. We used to go down to D.C., which is where my other uncle lives. My mother has two brothers, and we usually spend our holidays with them.
How many uncles do you have?
Well, total on both sides of the family?
Like 26?
Something like that. My father has 7 brothers.
Oh my God.
7 brides for 7 brothers.
Oh my goodness.
Can you imagine that household? 7 brothers, 1 girl. So 9 uncles. I have 9 uncles. If you count like direct siblings to my parents. 2 on my mom's side, 7 on my father's side. So we're not that much in touch with any of the uncles on my father's side. I really thought about making a documentary about that at one point. Because it sort of like brings up the question of really what is family.
Right.
When you're not even in touch. Like I think at one point I was in Taipei and I think I passed my aunt on the street. Like a stranger. I didn't recognize her. Right. She's like an aunt by marriage. And I didn't know if she was, she very well could have been there. And I thought I recognized, but I hadn't seen her for about 5 years or maybe 10.
It's not like Taipei is a little town, right?
No. And that we would both be there. That's kind of awesome.
Was she following you?
No, she blew right past me. She was talking to some other dude. And then I was like, well, that's not my uncle.
Oh, and she blew right past you?
Yeah, she was like talking really.
Where are you going?
Like walking away. I was going to wash my hands.
Oh, you were showing me. No, you can go.
I have a compulsion about my hands being clean.
I thought she was just going to leave. I was like, she answer her cell phone. Then you just leave.
It's a free form podcast.
The being in my house
free form
is
jazz odyssey, you know?
What?
Run DMT. From Spinal Tap. Free form jazz odyssey.
I don't remember that.
It's a session when they were in the amusement park and they lost their singer. Doesn't show up. What are we gonna do? It's a freeform jazz odyssey.
Such a weird concert that they're playing in that. And isn't it just like a bunch of kids listening?
Yeah, I think it's so depressing. It's really, really.
I know, but they don't. What's his name? Doesn't really lose it until they go to the military.
Right.
Right.
Installation. Right.
Yeah.
And that Stonehenge thing is like 10 inches long, tall.
Anyway, what were we saying? Oh, Christmas. So it's going to be at your uncle's. Do you like your uncle? Or is this
like
a good
uncle.
Thing, a bad thing?
It's a fine thing. I think it's a good thing for the family to be together. My cousin has a 3-year-old little boy. Mm-hmm. Who is one of my biggest fans, which I love.
Shout out to Christopher.
What's up, Christopher?
Just getting more water.
Yeah, we're just walking up and down. We're up and down here.
Dynamic podcasting.
It's dynamic
Check
podcasting.
This out. Oh, no, I shouldn't do anything.
Yeah, no, please. There you go. We're gonna die many deaths if you spill water onto Sean's computer.
It's a bag.
Water spraying.
So Christopher loves you.
Christopher loves
me.
I love him.
Is he a cool kid or?
He's a very cool kid. He's a very sweet kid. He calls me on the telephone every once in a while.
That's cool.
Hi.
What do you
but
guys eat
that
when
my
you...
grandmother doesn't want to go? And this is the thing. Throughout the year, my grandmother, who's 82, wants to, you know, she just constantly wants to see all of us, wants
mm-hmm.
people to go visit her. And my mother tells me that she doesn't want to go. She's annoyed that it's going to be at my uncle's house, which is apart from her house in Washington, D.C.
So she wanted everybody to go to her place or nearby.
Yes, and she said she couldn't stomach, or I don't know what the word is in English, but she couldn't cotton to seeing how my aunt, Christopher's grandmother, catered to Christopher's every needs.
Oh, God.
So
Someone's
she is
jealousy.
Jealous. There's a lot of jealousy. My grandmother is jealous.
Really,
but
that's why she doesn't want to go over there. Yeah, I mean, really.
Yeah, she's completely having a
Would
tantrum.
She ever say anything to her sister about it?
Meaning,
like, can you just stop? Can you
well,
stop?
Well, see, the thing
is
my aunt, meaning her daughter-in-law, it doesn't really cater after. I mean, she's a loving grandmother, but I don't think that she's out of hand, you know. So
she's
it's
just
really
jealous.
She's just jealous.
Bitch.
Wow. That's my grandma you're talking about.
Sorry. You can slap me if you want.
But it's fairly amazing.
But nobody's like switching plans. They're like, well, if you know.
No,
like
the whole thing is that there's just no. My uncle
so
has a big old
tough
house.
Love to grandma.
Yeah, it's tough love to grandma. She's going to have to get over her jealousy
yeah.
of the 3-year-old.
You're 82. Get over your jealousy.
I know. It's really kind of amazing, though. So.
So what do you guys eat for Christmas?
It'll probably be tons of Chinese food.
That sounds so good.
We kind of feel bad sometimes that my mom and my two aunts are the ones to cook for like 14. Now it's grown to, God, I don't even know how many people it's going to be because each.
Why is it only them? Like, you wouldn't cook or your mom wouldn't cook?
My mom would cook it.
Oh.
It's
the generational thing.
It's a generational thing. It's my aunt's kitchen.
Oh.
So
yeah, so like you'll be expected to cook when you get older, kind of thing.
Probably, although you know, everybody will probably split off by then, you know, in a way. But I've also realized it gives them something to do.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they actually get to not have to deal with everybody else
yeah.
as much. You know, there's sort of a haven in that. You know,
and then they can be martyrs, like, oh, I was cooking all day.
Right. Right. My younger aunt actually really enjoys cooking, and she always brings. I mean, there's just going to be a ton of food.
Right.
Because at Thanksgiving, the second day, my mother's other cousin, who we see like every other year, is fairly distant, was going to bring some people over because they sometimes take that opportunity to invite them. 7 extra people. And no one batted an eye. They were
Wait,
like, no problem.
She brought 7 other people without saying anything?
No, so they were going to ask this one couple to show. And they were thinking, oh, you know, it'll probably be 3 or 4 people. And in the end, it turned out to be 7 people. But no one, I mean, there's always so much food at these events. That it's
oh
like,
God.
7 extra people, no problem.
Well, can I come?
Sure. Come on over.
I got to tell you people, and I know you're going to be jealous, but T is an amazing cook. And I don't think
Shaw.
I've had other food that you've cooked other than Chinese, right?
I don't think so.
Maybe at when we were up in I always forget what it was called, not Nantucket.
Damariscana, Maine.
Yeah.
You
cooked other stuff, right?
Did I?
I don't remember. Anyway, but
I don't remember either.
She's amazing, and it's
delicious.
Oh, right,
we did,
it's
guess, fish.
Yeah, I don't remember what.
I don't remember
we
either.
Were, like, grilling stuff.
Yeah, we were drunk half the time.
Yeah, most of the time. We'd wake up, and you
especially.
That's vacation. You
me.
Were, yeah.
I was hitting the bottle at 8 o'clock
she
in the morning.
It's like, what are you doing with that champagne bottle? Put it down. We haven't even had coffee yet.
Coffee
anyway,
and champagne are a good combo.
She's an amazing cook, so I can only, I'm salivating just thinking about what's going to be a Christmas and all of that.
Well, that's one thing that they don't have in short abundance. And you? What are your plans?
Wait, and then you just go back that night, or are you spending the night there?
I'm probably going to spend the weekend. So
and
I have
at your uncle's house?
At my uncle's house. So
he has enough space for everybody?
But he's the only one who has that space
now.
So that's probably, that's largely why he's doing it. And also, my cousin's little girl, who is turning one, like the day after Christmas, her grandparents, she's married to a Korean American man. Their grandparents, there's a tradition to give a special dinner or a special celebration for a 1 year old. So it's easier for her to get from where they are in Pennsylvania to her in laws. So just being, she needs to kind of go right after Christmas.
All right.
So.
And do you do presents and all that?
Yeah, we're actually doing the whole Amazon wish list thing and kind of trying to figure that out because, like, we don't get gifts for everybody, otherwise it would just be insane.
Amazon wish list is a really good idea.
So we draw names out of a hat for the cousins, and then one person gets one other person something, and we set, like, a $50 limit. So... James will get something for one of my cousins, and I'll get some. Like somebody will pick, like who gets to.
So organized. So
it's
good.
It's not
and
that
I
organized.
And I like the $50 limit though.
Yeah. I think it's more reasonable. I mean, we each get the parents something, and everybody gets grandma something, and everybody gets the little one something.
Grandma. Everybody gets grandma something. What do you get her?
Well, it's
like
the
socks?
Chinese things. Well, she. The Chinese thing is like, you know, the elders rule, which
right.
is a little bit, you know, I don't know, applied with no variation, it can be a little, it can be a little ridiculous, but, or, you know, with my grandmother, who's kind of half
it's
crazy.
It's a little much, though. I mean, I remember reading Confucius, who... I
yeah.
guess is the origin of
well,
that.
Well, and it's supposed to go both ways, you know what I mean? It's not just a one-way door, like... As if I'm the elder or the grandparent, then what I say goes, even if I'm ridiculous. It's supposed to be like my responsibility is to take care of the people under me.
I know, but it takes away so much free will from young people. I mean, I think in a way it takes away any of like the healthy rebellion that happens when you're certainly an adolescent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And let alone, I mean, as we know, like families can be so horrible. It gives so much power to the elders just because of their age.
Yeah.
It's so enclosing, you know, so...
And it's been a fairly huge challenge for my parents to adapt to living here in the States because my mother's knee-jerk thing is like, oh, well, this is Confucianism. And it's like, so that excuses behavior that your mother does to you that is completely, you know, mean and
well, basically, and in some cases, like, I know that this is not the case with you or your family, but it's like, you know, you're basically beholden... to your parents
right
until they die
right
and that just doesn't create happiness for anybody
no and it does and it, you know you have cultures like that you have Irish you know Irish sons who stay with their mothers you have
right.
like Italian sons who stay with their mothers I mean there's like traditions of this but you're absolutely right I mean it's too ideal because it sort of assumes that everybody's on their best behavior which is not the case
right.
So and with my grandmother, who really, like, there is the idea of putting this 82-year-old in therapy, but...
She still thinks that your grandma should go to therapy?
They all do, but,
yeah.
You know, I don't know that it's gonna happen.
Can't they just make her?
Well, actually, she's interested in doing it, but they did the research, and as you know, like, you know, there's such a tenuous balance. It's like, there's a mental line that you cross, but then there's also the other line that is... finding the right person,
mm-hmm.
in this case, somebody who speaks Chinese,
mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then they're $250 and not covered by insurance.
Right.
And then, you know, with my family, that's like, psh, forget it. That's just
right.
way too expensive. You know what I mean? My grandmother could be
a
mass murderer.
Right.
God forbid. You know, and they wouldn't get her help because it's $250 an hour. I'm being, that's a joke, but, you know. Well, that's not covered by insurance. Are you kidding me?
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of money, though. I know
it is
her,
a lot of money.
But it seems like, I mean, I guess it depends on where she is, because I remember once, back when I did have insurance, I looked at lists and stuff, and it does actually say, like, who speaks what, because
mm-hmm.
I guess
yeah.
in New York or in so many other places, there are, then, you know, there's a lot of therapists here that only that speak Spanish, or...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That are,
I mean, it was a challenge, and I don't know, my family has a very old-fashioned view of it, but they're at their wit's end. You know,
right.
They do want her to have some therapy. So.
All right, well, maybe...
Well, there you go. We didn't get to your Christmas plans.
I know, but hopefully we will have time to meet again before we
the
both...
The actual holiday.
Yeah, we all go out to our respective... No, is he going to peek in?
Is he going to peek in? Is Sean home?
Anyway, so hopefully we'll have time to meet up again before we each go our ways.
Yes.
And then we'll post more.
This New Year's plan.
Yes. Anyway, but thank you for listening, everybody.
Girlomaticgirls@yahoo.com.
Yeah, let us know how we're doing. And I hope that our technical problems are over and that we can stop losing
episodes. Episodes, yes. These lost episodes.
Help us, Obi-Wan.
You're our only hope.